do you feel that tone was set a little early with that turnover?
Very much so. I think the tone was set over by both turnovers, and credit to Titans. I mean, they come out and took the ball away twice early on, put themselves in scoring position, and capitalized. Not going to win football games when you spot your opponent 14 points. And again, kudos to them because they made the plays. But having said that, when we settled in, started making things happen, I was pleased with what we did. Probably to me, and you guys probably didn't notice it, but I thought one of the really good plays in this game was a four-yard run by Jonathan Stewart. It was physical football. We had great surge, great push up inside, and Jonathan ran hard inside, and we picked up 4 yards. And then we went from there and scored the touchdown. That, to me, is what we've got to get back to. We've got to get back to playing physical football. But again, take nothing away from the Titans. They played a very solid football game.
I'm understanding you didn't play with your starting quarterback or your center. Were you disappointed with the offensive start of the first few series?
Yes, very much so, Joe. Again, as I said, you know, you can't turn the ball over. You can't make mistakes like that. You know, Devin makes a great catch, turns, get upfield. He's got to make sure he's got that ball high and tight. He had a little bit low, that's why he lost it. Other time he's got Greg, he's got to put a little bit more air under it, and it'll carry over the top of the DB. They made a great play on that. They tipped it. They intercepted it. And again, it's something we've got to, you know, we've got to make a better throw on that. Again, and we could have probably thrown the ball underneath, but we're trying to make something happen downfield.
Was that Delanie Walker touchdown? Was that a miscommunication between Darryl Worley and Mike Adams?
Well, there's some things obviously that happened on that play. We'll go back and take a look at it. Probably the biggest thing was the route combination. We were playing for something out, something else obviously, and you know, which led to the touchdown.
How do you think David Mayo did?
I thought David did a nice job. I thought he was physical at the point. You know, there are some things that happen out there that, you know, David obviously will get better at. But I think the biggest thing, more so than anything else, was he was physical, you know, and that's what we're trying to get across is we've got to be a physical football team if we're going to give ourselves the opportunity to win games.
Is the second team in defense struggling right now just because a lot of those injuries at defensive tackle and even at safety? Because it seems like this is the second game in a row they give up a decent amount of yardage.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, you know, I think the biggest problem, more so than anything else, was the field position to begin with initially. And again, it wasn't as if it was one, you know, continuous thing. It was a couple of big pop plays, more so than anything else. And you got to limit that. I mean, it is a matter of four or five big plays a game that dictates who wins or loses. But you know, when it's one big play that really amounts to, you know, something big, I don't think you can you know, get a little been out of shape over it.
Ron, the burst and the big plays by McCaffrey, is that the reason you guys drafted?
Oh, that's what we're looking for. I mean, again, as I said, though, you know, what's going to get lost in this was again the physical nature of what we can do. And again, I bring up that 4 yard run by Jonathan, but on that particular play, the surge, the physicality, I mean, those are the types of things that, you know, we have to be really good at.
McCaffrey had some nice lead blocks on the touchdown. What
yes.
What did you see from him on that?
Well, just the explosiveness. I mean, that's kind of, you always hold your breath when he's got the football, especially when he's got space. You know, and that's one of the things that we have to do is we've got to make sure we're putting him in position to have that kind of success. And, you know, it's true for any of our players. We've got to make sure we're giving them a chance and giving them an opportunity to succeed as coaches.
Going back to that Stewart run, this seems to be a better example than we have seen, you know, maybe in training camp or in preseason before, that complementary style that you're going for with those two.
Absolutely, Jordan. Again, if we can be physical in nature up front and kind of dictate to the defenses that we're playing, and then you switch it up with Christian, yeah, I think that's what you look for. And what's going to happen now is you know, you're going to see things start popping up to handle him. Now the other guys will get opportunities. It should open up some other things for us.
We haven't talked about Cameron Artis Payne that much since Christian's been drafted. Where would you say he's been? He is in his development.
Oh, he's having a tremendous camp. He really is. I mean, he from day one, he's been solid and physical. And, you know, he's a guy that, you know, that most certainly is going to put us in a real tough position because we're going to have to find ways to get him the football as well. Again, he's done a nice job. He's a very complimentary back to both Jonathan and Christian as well. And, you know, we got Fozzie back there as well. I mean, we got a good quad of backs that we're going to have to find ways to distribute things.
Ron, Pepper's obviously active today. What was going through your mind when you watched him chase down Matt Castle?
Get him. you know, Julius is just a tremendous athlete, and he does a tremendous job of keeping himself in shape, and just really appreciate what he does for us. You know, he's the senior guy out there, and he just plays hard, and that is great. You know, and again, part of what we want to try and do is mix him up with him and Charles, and you know, do some different things with both those guys in there at the same time as well. And we had a nice little mix of it. You know, because of the things that we did do on the offensive side, we put the defense out there for 22 plays in the first quarter. So we got a real good look at those, at the combination of guys we had out there today.
Ron, obviously Alex Arma has a lot to learn, but what do you think that touchdown did for his confidence going forward?
For who?
Alex Arma.
Oh, I think for Alex it's tremendous. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, as a young guy, you're not necessarily making a position change because he did it in college, but, you know, learning to do it in the NFL and then having success, it does build your confidence. And, you know, he's solid. He works hard. He studies. He's a smart young man. And I think that's going to be a really good boost for him.
Ron, was it precautionary with Khalil?
With Ryan?
Yeah.
Well, I think the biggest thing more than anything else, Joe, is we got a plan as we're going forward and how we're trying to map things out with him. And we want to just try to stick to it as much as possible. Again, we're going to continue to just do as we're told, and we'll just, you know, as things happen, you know, you'll start seeing these guys start to play. So, you know, that's probably the biggest thing is that we're just sticking to our plan.
Just to be clear, he hadn't had any type of setback?
No, Khalil, no. And again, like I said, it's all part of how we're trying to bring these guys along.
Did you want your returners taking all the kicks out of the end zone?
Yes. Yes, and again, you know, we kicked a couple ones short as well for our cover guys. We want to see what we have. I mean, if we don't take them out, we don't see, you know, what these guys are capable of. I will say this, though, and the way their kicker hung the ball up there, you know, the obviously the smartest thing to do is just take it on the 25 because that's our best field position after kickoff.
Ron, what's the plan this week with Cam?
We're gonna increase his throws. And again, you know, he had a real good week this week. Really pleased with it. We're going to increase his throws, and we'll make a decision as to, you know, what's going to happen Thursday night with Jacksonville. But you know, again, he's on target. We're happy with it. You know, his workouts have been good.
And it's a short week. What would your hope be that he could play in that game?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, again, not necessarily a short week for him because he didn't play. So with him, it's just going to be about how's he feeling, and that's the biggest thing. But you know, everything is trending up. Everything's been positive. You know, it's been really good.
All right.
We're good? Okay. Thank you, guys.